It's 21 minutes after 4 downtown on a Monday. Rich Kimble, Ryan Stackpole here on the Pulse, WZON. Time to talk Patriots on the G&M Family Market telephone line. We're joined by Mark Daniels of the Providence Journal. Mark, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Doing very well, thanks. We now know who the Patriots are playing after this interesting weekend of wild card games. So fill us with confidence and tell us why Kansas City is the best possible matchup for the Patriots.
I fill you with confidence. Oh, man, you know, after seeing these games, it's kind of hard to do, but I'll say this. The Chiefs, like the Patriots have been, they're not exactly healthy. I mean, the two edge rushers who scare me the most, Tom Ali and Justin Houston, aren't full strength. We saw Ali play only, I think it was 15 or 16 snaps on Saturday. In Houston, I know there were reports saying that there were concerns about him with his reaction time and his conditioning. So maybe that's something that could, you know, ease everyone's mind. And then there's Jeremy Maclin. You know, it looked like he went down with a knee injury. I have no idea how they get a, you know, high ankle sprain out of that when you see the medical staff actually doing an ACL test on him on the sidelines. That's a strange situation. But even if Maclin comes back and it is a high ankle sprain, I mean, we saw that with Gronk in 2011. After 2 weeks, he wasn't anywhere near what he was. So, you know, they're going to be down a couple of weapons. So, you know, I guess there's one thing that could ease your mind right there.
Now, are these, as it would appear statistically, teams going in opposite directions, Kansas City riding the big winning streak and the Patriots stumbling into the playoffs, losing 4 of their last 6?
Sure, statistically. It's interesting. You know, 11 games in a row, you have to be impressed with that. The Chiefs have, you know, they're rolling right now. They're rolling at the right time. Of course, you know, the Patriots weren't exactly playing with a full deck. I think, you know, we have to kind of, I see him at practice today, you know, we're out there for 10, 15 minutes, and it's like, oh, Julian Edelman's back, you know, he looks great, and Tom Brady's looking fine, and Dante Hightower and Chandler Jones are out there. Oh, Sebastian Vollmer's back. All these guys who, you know, weren't exactly either there or they weren't healthy at the end of the season, Patriots are getting so many guys back, and I hope the bye week did them good.
So of those returning guys, which one do you think, Mark, is the most important for the Patriots' success this weekend?
I would say Edelman all the way. Their third down numbers with him and without him are ridiculous. I don't have them in front of me, but it's something like, you know, with him in the lineup, they're around, like, you know, anywhere between 50 and 60% success rate on third downs. Without him, I think they're like around 30%. The drop-off is pretty dramatic. And having a guy like Edelman in the offense, it just opens up things for everyone else. You know, having him on the field with Gronk, that puts so much more pressure on the defense. And then all of a sudden, Brandon LaFell won't be covered by a number one, you know, cornerback, and maybe he'll actually play like he did last year. And then, you know, throw it all together, put Danny Amendola out on the field too. You know, the more weapons, the better, especially against this defense, because, you know, Kansas City has a good one.
All right, so offensively, Mark, as they get set for the game this weekend, what has to work? Do they need? Will they even try to have a balanced offense?
I don't know. I don't think they necessarily need it. You know, I think we kind of saw that last year. I mean, aside from the Indy game, they didn't exactly run the ball in the Super Bowl against the Seahawks. But, you know, when you can spread 3-4 guys out wide and you have Edelman, Amendola, LaFell, and Gronk, you don't really need to. So I think, you know, in certain situations, short yardage, goal line, yeah, they're going to have to run the ball well. And if they do decide to run the ball in first down, they have to do better than, you know, losing a yard or only gaining a yard. But I think, honestly, it's all about the quick, short passes here. And we've seen in the past when they go up against a good pass rush, Tom Brady in the offense, they kind of counter that with, you know, getting these short screen passes off to guys like, it'll be like James White, you know, Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, and, you know, and sometimes, you know, Rob Gronkowski. So that's what I would think would happen.
We're talking with Mark Daniels of the Providence Journal. Patriots and the Chiefs in the next round of the playoffs this weekend. Alex Smith has had this reputation as being primarily a game manager, but you look at some of the numbers, it seems that he's moved on from that and is certainly a more talented guy maybe than we give him credit for based on his reputation.
Right, I would agree. He's a solid quarterback. He rarely turns the ball over, and I think that's huge when you're playing against the Patriots. You also have to look at who he's playing with. I mean, he finally had a good receiver this year. I mean, last year, looking over that lineup, I mean, their best receiver might have been Dwayne Bowe, who did absolutely nothing this year. So getting Jeremy Maclin in, combined with Travis Kelce, who's really developing into one of the best tight ends in the game, I mean, I think that's only going to help a quarterback. And I think we kind of saw that this year.
So what's the key defensively for the Patriots?
Well, defensively, I mean, you have to shut down Travis Kelce. I think that's pretty much the big thing. You can't let up big gains. If Macklin's not playing or going to be banged up, that means, I mean, going down the line is certainly not as impressive. I think it's like Jason Avant and Chris Conley and guys like that. But you know, keep steady pressure on. Don't let the run beat you either. I think it's just playing a sound game. You know, it's I know they always say, you know, play all levels. They give us these trite sayings every week. You know, we have to play a full 60 minutes. But I think in the playoffs, and when you're going up against this offense that isn't exactly dynamic, playing sound football and mistake-free football is the key.
But special teams have not been that strong the last couple of weeks, but a lot of that's had to do with some of the guys who were not there. Well, having Danny Amendola back improve that form, aspect of the game for the Patriots.
Right. A guy like Danny Amendola definitely helps. I mean, talking kick returns, punt returns. It would be interesting if they actually put Edelman back there at punt returns. I don't think they will. I don't think that makes any sense at all. But having a guy like Amendola back there, it helps so much. You know, as we've seen with Chris Harper, Keyshawn Martin, you just got to have someone back there who's reliable, especially in the postseason. I mean, turnovers kill teams at this point. And really, KC is so great at that, too. We saw it. I mean, I think they forced, what, 5 turnovers against the Texans. So playing soundly on special teams, especially on the other end, too, because Nile Davis is a pretty good returner. You know, that's going to be one of the keys for us.
And now the other game that the Patriots will, of course, be keeping an eye on, do you see any chance that Pittsburgh can go out to Denver and take down the Broncos?
If you asked me a week ago, I would have said yes. But with Ben Roethlisberger banged up and maybe not, you know, practicing or throwing until Thursday, and then Antonio Brown likely concussed, I think that severely hurts their chances. And then their running back, too, D'Angelo Williams, isn't healthy. I don't see it right now. I think we might see the Patriots travel to Denver.
All right. I like the sound of that very much. Hey, Mark, I thank you as always. Great talking with you. Enjoy the game this weekend, and maybe we'll catch up with you around Super Bowl time.
Awesome, Rich. Thank you.
Thank you. Mark Daniels talking Patriots here on Downtown Patriots.